Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Enter to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big X Dale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
This is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Let's talk about it. All right, man. Y'all know what it is. This is the show where we give artists, entrepreneurs, people who are just shaking and baking in the community the opportunity to tell their story. Now, before we get into it, I got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15 years. You know you've been there a long time when the number is 15 years. That's how long we've been there, holding down at 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot. I also got to say one time for the good people over at live365.com. Last year, at the beginning of the pandemic, we launched our very own internet radio station, Ride 95, all right? We are what's next in hip-hop and R&B. You can check out our station by visiting live365.com. Go to the search engine. There's over 2,000 radio stations there. Go to the search engine and type in the words, Ride 95, R-I-D-E 95. Click on the station logo and voila, you will have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Also, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, download the Live 365 app, go to the search engine and type in Ride 95. Click on the logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Also, got to say one time for everybody who checks out the Ride Dirty Radio stream. We stream every Monday through Friday. We give you an hour of independent music. You can check us out on Vigo, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and Instagram. Please follow all of our Ride Dirty Radio pages on all those platforms. You can hear us when we stream. All right, we're the only source that streams on all six platforms simultaneously. All right? So, 6 o'clock, we'll be going live with a stream. But right now, it's time for us to do what we do, and that's talk to the people that's changing the world. All right? Now, again, make sure you check our internet radio station, Ride 95. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Riding Dirty Radio, R-I-D-I-N-D-U-R-T-Y-R-A-D-I-O. And make sure you're checking us out on YouTube at Riding Dirty TV. What up, Bird Gotti? What up, Polo? What up, Krispy Kreme? My guys on the check-in for real, for real, for real, for real. All right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know what it is. If you're watching this show right now, you know this is where we run our mouth. This is where we talk to artists that are out there doing their thing, entrepreneurs that are doing their thing, actors, actresses, people who just got something to say. This is the platform where we chop it up with them. And today is no different than any other day right here on the Riding Dirty platform. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the show, artist Kim Class. What's going on, my G?
Yeah, man, what's up, man? What's going on? Appreciate you for having me.
Man, first and foremost, I'm very, very humbled, and I appreciate you taking out the time and your busy schedule to chop it up with us.
Yeah, man, it's good. It's good, man. I'm happy to be here.
All right, so look, the first thing I want to do is welcome you to the show, and I want to start by asking you, where are you from And what got you into this game we call music?
Yeah, man, it's yeah, man, I'm a Jersey boy, man. We cook to the streets, sir. Yeah, R-E-Z-O-E. I mean, shouts to Dex 5, man. Shouts to Young Rez. Man, that's the label right there. I've been doing this shit for, I can't even tell you, man. I've been doing this shit for a long time. I've been writing since I was like 12 years old, but, you know what I mean? I ain't getting to the booth until I was like 19, 20. You know, since then, man, shit just been locked in with me.
All right, I have interviewed a lot of artists from Jersey. And every artist from Jersey, I have to ask this question. Back in the day, there was this movie called New Jersey Drive. And that movie highlighted car theft industry in New Jersey. Do you know how to bust that car down?
Yeah, nah, shit's real. It's real. It's real out here. Now, I don't, but I know some people who do. You know what I mean? I got some chop shoppers over here.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. All right, man. What's it like growing up in Jersey?
Same thing like living in every hood. You know what I mean? Same thing when you see looking out the window. Rough. Fucking neighborhood, bro. Shit. Shootings. Corner stores, you know what I mean? Bones in the streets. I had to sell drugs to get out of my situation. I was homeless for a little bit. Shit, for a good like 5 years of my life, you know what I mean? I was running around in and out of jail. Regular shit, bro, you know what I mean? But I had to get out of it. I had to do this music shit just to, you know what I mean, settle my situation. Cause I already know that's going to be the only way that I can make it out.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, now, at what age did you realize that you actually had a talent to make it in this music business?
Shit, my mom's told me. She told me that shit since I was like 4 years old. She already knew that I had the talent to do this shit. But I never took it serious until I got a little bit older because, you know what I mean? Again, like, growing up the way I grew up and shit, like, it kind of altered me into, you know what I mean, taking this a little bit more serious because the situations that I was in just wasn't really healthy for me.
Okay. All right. Now, your mom said you can do it, but what did she realize? Like, what did she see in her son that made her know that you can definitely make an impact in this music game?
Yo, real talk. I started moonwalking when I was like 4 years old. I started doing this music shit. I really started singing when I was like two. She called me like singing some like Michael Jackson shit, and she already knew I had a voice for it. Then I started dancing and shit like that. Dancing always kind of like really been my thing growing up. I always used to do that, and then I just, when I started moving around and shit like that, like, I moved to Atlanta for a little bit, for a good, like, 3 years, and I spent high school out there in, like, Douglas County. You know what I mean? That was when everything, that's when I really started, like, focusing on rapping other than, like, you know what I mean, dancing and shit like that.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. So what was your Georgia experience like?
Different. Shit. Warm. You know what I mean? Especially different when it comes to coming to Jersey, shit like that. Hell yeah. She was definitely a lot warmer. You know what I mean? I grew up in, I grew up in Jersey. I was born in Miami, so I'm used to the heat. You know what I mean? I'm a Haitian boy myself, so I'm used to the heat and shit like that. But growing up in Jersey, you kind of get used to the cold for a little bit, and then going back to Atlanta, it was a nice little, you know what I mean, weather shock. But I appreciated that shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that I know in Atlanta, man, for real.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right, now, when you started to pursue music on a for real side of things, like, what were some of the first steps you took?
I tapped into the studio. I knew that was the first thing. Like, I knew that was the first thing I had to do when it came to, like, putting my music out. I had to record some shit. Like, that was pretty much my first step. I've been writing for a long time. So I just never really knew what my next step was. It was really just me trying to, like, perfect my craft a little bit. And then when I, like, after I graduated and shit, I was like, yo, what's my next move? So I just started tapping into the studios, and I started recording music and shit like that. And then, you know what I mean, it really just took off from there.
No doubt. Now, when it comes to your music and people hear your music, what do you want them to take from Kim Class?
Difference. I want them to find difference. I want them to hear me and feel refreshed. You know what I mean? Hear a new sound. I want to be able to change the game with my shit. Look.
All right.
From what people have been telling
me. What artists are you?
They ain't hurt.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying from what people have been telling me and shit, like from my peoples, they've been telling me my sound been sounding different. So I've been trying to like really hone that. I've been trying to hone my own skill, my own sound.
Okay. All right. Now, what artists out there, past or present, influence you when it comes to creating music?
It's crazy that you ask that, because I get asked that a lot, and I never really got an answer for it. I more so say that I'm more off like an era. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up off a lot of artists that like, my like, for me, it was like 2002, 2003, around that time, like, when music was really, like, starting to pop off, like, the GZs, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Ludacris, I'm talking about, like, the, you know what I mean, Dipset, like, shout to them, like, everybody, Kanye West that started coming out, like, more of those people that really started influencing me and shit like that. And then, you know what I mean, as the time went by, you know, a lot of artists kind of, like, building off artists like that, you know what I mean? I even grew up off a lot of R&B growing up and shit, too. So I don't really, like, I can't say that I'm influenced by a lot of newer artists. I kind of look at them as more of, like, competition, me trying to get to that position, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of legends is really who I looked up to.
All right. Now, when you say you kind of grew up on eras, if you had to say there was an era of hip-hop that you favored the most, what era would that be?
Yeah, no, it was definitely 2002, 2003, bro. Definitely, around there. Yeah, between
all right,
like 2000
now,
and 2000. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You've had an opportunity to share stage with a lot of major artists, PNB Rock, Styles P, Fatboy, SSE, Rich Kid. Like, what's it like being able to share that stage with artists and let people see you rock out?
The energy's there, man. The love is there. Like, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. It makes me feel like I'm at home when I'm on stage. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Everybody feel nervous before they get on there and shit like that. But once I get up there, man, all that shit's gone. Especially
okay.
when I see people singing.
Right. What's the largest crowd you've been in front of?
5,000 for PNB Rock shit.
Ooh, okay. No doubt.
Yeah, it was a good stage. I got a lot of love for that.
No doubt. Then now, man, when I see this name, Kim Class, that name is very original. When I see Kim Class, I think of a group, but you're a solo artist. How did that name come about?
It was given to me in school. You know what I mean? That's why I said Kim Class the cook, you know what I mean? And stole through the streets. Because niggas was watching me cook up, you know what I mean, when I was in school and shit like that. And, you know what I mean? That's kind of how shit came about. You know what I mean? And other reasons beyond what I could speak on, but that's kind of how Kim Class came where it came from. Top of the fact that it's also a runoff name from my original name. My original name is Kim Burry. You know what I mean? So a lot of people call me Kim for short. So I was able to mix that in.
No doubt. Now, as an independent artist and breaking through to get to the mainstream side of things from the independent side of things is a very, very complicated thing to do. In your career, what's been some of the most challenging obstacles you've had to overcome?
As an independent artist, I would say networking. You know what I mean? Trying to build the proper team. Trying to get the right people that's in your corner to, you know what I mean, help you elevate and get to the next level. But that's not easy. It's not easy to find people that see the same vision that you do. You know what I mean? And everybody, I mean, from my standpoint, from what I've been seeing, everybody want to be the boss. So everybody want to be the head nigga. And when you're the head nigga like that, like, when everybody want to be the head nigga like that, pause. But when you want to do that, like, it's hard. Like, you know what I mean? It's too many heads, not enough arms, legs, and a body to help, you know what I mean, to help a motherfucker move. And, you know what I mean, that's pretty much it. If you are an independent artist and you're an artist yourself, I would say try to find people who's focused on the job that you want them to do. You want to find a videographer, make sure that nigga's a videographer and a videographer only. You know what I mean? Not a videographer, not an artist, not a producer, not a manager. You know what I'm saying? That's too many hats.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, at this point, as an independent artist, what do you feel like has been your most honored achievement?
Man, I would say just getting people to listen to my music, man. You know what I mean? I didn't even think people would actually gravitate to my music the way that they did. You know what I mean? Like, the love that I get for it, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do this shit for that. So the fact that we get it reciprocated, it's it means a lot. Real talk. It's the only thing I'm here for.
Definitely, definitely. Because there's so many artists in the game. So just feel like the fans pick you, there has to be an honor.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact, bro. There's a new artist popping up every day.
Yeah, definitely, you know what definitely, I mean? Bro. Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right, now, as you crafted your sound, have you bobbed and weaved your way through the industry? How hard has it been for you to find the proper producers to bring your sound alive?
Yo, not too hard, really. Like, because of social media, it's easier to connect and network with people. You know what I mean? So if you're putting out good material, then, you know what I mean, you're going to find good producers that's going to want to, you know what I mean, do some work with you. Whether you have to pay or not, you know what I mean, there's still going to be good producers who's going to be out there to work with you, man. Like, I'm getting contacted by people left and right, you know what I mean, when it comes to production. So it's not really a problem with me. I'm working with people. I got, like, three different producers in my area, you know what I'm saying? I be going back and forth to Miami because I got producers out there, you know what I mean? I got a studio out there. Like, it ain't hard. Ain't hard. As long as you got the work and you put the work in.
Okay. Now, when you say put the work in, because a lot of artists, I feel like, lack that desire to put the work in. Bro, please speak to these independent artists out here and let them know how hard it is to make it in this game.
Yo, the business is 80% of the job. You got to remember that you in a business, bro. You in a business. This is a business first. You know what I'm saying? Like, your hobby is a hobby. You know what I mean? You can sit, write, make music all day, every day, my nigga, but when it comes to getting that shit out there to the world, to the masses, you can't do that shit on your own. You know what I mean? The little people, the little couple motherfuckers that you got in the hood that's bumping your shit, they gonna bump your shit, they gonna play your shit, but you gotta get your shit overseas. How you gonna do that? How you gonna get your music to LA when you in Jersey, my nigga? Like, how you gonna get your shit spinning, you know what I mean? Like, in motherfucking New York when you in Atlanta. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta find a way to network. You gotta make that shit happen. In order to do that, man, you in a pay to play industry. So you gotta come up with something. Come out of pocket. If you're not coming out of pocket, these niggas won't trust you anyway when it comes to this business and shit. Because niggas that's in this industry, they see that shit. They see what you're putting in. They see the work that you're putting in. And they see the numbers that's going on. If you ain't got the numbers ain't really rocking, they know that you're not doing something right. And if you're not doing something right, they're not going to check you.
Definitely, definitely, no doubt. No doubt, bro. Those are the realest things I've ever heard. And you said this is a pay-to-play industry. There are a lot of artists who feel like all they got to do is spend money in the studio. How true is that?
It's not true. Like I said, recording music and putting that shit out is only 20% of the job. How you going to market it is, you know what I mean? The real of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you going to put it out, bro? Because you put, like, I put it like this. If you put, like, $100 in the studio time, $200 in the studio time, my nigga, like, you need to have at least 5-6 to market the shit that you're putting out, that you're recording. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You
now,
have, you, I would say $1,500 because you would call, it will cost you about like $500 to shoot the video and then another band just to market the shit. And that's just like a lower independent artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I just heard, rest in peace to him, man. I just heard my man's Young Dolph was saying that it costs $250,000 to $1 million as an independent artist to pop off. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's for his caliber. So if you a lower artist, my nigga, like I said, man, it's a pay-to-play industry. You're right.
No doubt, no doubt. Bro, you dropping some real gems that people definitely need to hear. Like, for real. People think it's easy, and it's not.
It's not, bro. It's not. It's not at all. I've been in this game for a little bit already, and I feel like I'm just getting my feet in the water. For real. Like,
all right, now, look. You also signed and you're co-owner of the Resistance Movement. Tell me a little bit about the company.
R-E-Z-O-E, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, that's the group, man. That's the label. You know what I mean? Shouts to Deck 5, man. Shouts to Young Rez. Shouts to Nooney, man. That's the peoples right there. Yeah, yeah. We run this thing, man. It's the resistance movement, man. It's an independent label. You know what I mean? We do everything on our own, man. Like, you know what I mean? Shouts to Grant Lake, my videographer, man. That's the guy, bro. Real talk. You heard? But yeah, it's all us. It's all us, really. That's just what we're doing, man. That's the manager.
When did you guys come together to form the company?
Oh, nah, we've been together. I mean, look, Young Rez and Deck, that's family right there, man, for real. Nooney too, man, that's family. You know what I mean? I've been rocking with them for a good, like, shit, that's at least 10, 15 years, bro. Like, that's, we tight, you know what I mean? For real. Like, that's family. We've been doing everything together.
No doubt. What do you see in the future for Kim Class and the label?
A lot of fire, man, a lot of heat, you know what I mean, that the world's going to know about. If anything, man, it's everything's picking up right now, you know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. I got a lot more singles. I'm dropping a single a month, you know what I mean? Everything all out on all platforms. If you want to check that shit out, man, the G-Card out now, you know what I mean? Extreme that shit.
All right, you mentioned V-Card. Tell me about V-Card, the concept, who produced it, how much time went into making it.
Shouts to my man, Big Italy Production, man. That's the producer. You know what I mean? The V-Card is it's a good joint, man. It's like anti-Valentine's Day joint. You know what I mean? I dropped it on Valentine's Day. The concept really is just about, you know what I mean, just regular nigga in the hood and shit like that, bringing shorty over to the crib. But it was like my concept of it because, like, I was talking more on where I used to live at the time and shit like that. When I used to live in AP, shout out to Asbury Park, you know what I mean? Like, it's my peoples and shit. But, yeah, that's really the concept of it. You know what I mean? Some childhood shit.
All right. Now, with that being said, is it fair to say that you don't believe in Valentine's Day?
Nah, I can't say that I don't believe in Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Just had a lot of love lost.
Okay. All right, I was about to put you up on a holiday. Do you know about Steak and BJ Day?
Oh yeah, ain't that the month after?
That's March the 14th. We got about five days for these ladies to get their mind right.
That's coming up soon, baby. You heard that shit, right? Yeah, yeah. I need that, man. Yeah, I need that ribeye. You heard?
Steak and BJ Day. No doubt. Well, my G. No, my G, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. How do you feel about social media and its effects on how a person can market their music?
Oh, nah, I love it, man. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of social media. If you got social media, if you're an artist, if you're a business, if you in any business at all, take advantage of that social media platform, man. It's going to be the best thing for you. You know what I mean? You're going to be reaching out to people that you wouldn't be able to reach out outside of your state and your country. Like, for real. Like, that's just nothing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, everybody who if you're on social media, you see the shit. You know what I mean? Shit, there's how many influencers right now, you know what I mean? Just sitting at home, getting money, doing nothing just because they got a social media page. Enough said.
Yeah. No doubt. All right, my G, with that being said, let these people know how to find you on social media, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, fan base, TikTok, wherever. Let the people know how to find you.
Yeah, man. Look, Kim Class, bro. I mean, IG, Facebook, Twitter, at Real Kim Class. You can find me on all those platforms if you want to, all those apps. You can Google me. You know what I mean, you can find me on YouTube at Kim Class, Class with a K. You know what I'm saying? Follow all that shit. The V-Card out now. Eject Freestyle out now. Stay Home out now. You know what I mean? You can watch all those videos on YouTube, too, man. You know what I mean? Check it out. Show me love. You heard? R-E-Z-O-E.
All right, my G. I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Have a good evening.
All right, man. Appreciate you, King. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was that guy, Kim Class. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on all social media at Real Kim Class. And that's Kim, C-H-E-M, Class, K-L-A-S-S. All right, it's your boy, Vic XL. This is the Ride and Dirty Show. Y'all hold tight. 6 p.m., we got the Ride and Dirty Radio stream. All right, peace. Y'all be blessed.